segment, and joining me live in studio this morning is State Representative Evan Simpson with some updates on the legislature heading into the summertime. Good morning, Representative Simpson. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke, and all everyone.
I appreciate you taking some time, and we think maybe it's going to be summer at some point. Maybe it will get there. But Representative, a lot of talk on property taxes and various things. I know that you and Senator Dockstader have worked closely together to put together some proposals that the legislature is going to be considering. Maybe let's start there. Give us a rundown of what some things are being discussed as potential options when it comes to the property taxes.
Thank you, Duke. We've developed four potential options to curb the property tax increases that's going on right now. And these four options, they don't just isolate and look at senior citizens or low-income people. They are across the boards that would freeze up or significantly reduce up property taxes in Star Valley and around the state. We have submitted those ideas to the Legislative Service Office, and they are preparing bills as we speak. We've been invited by the Revenue Committee, which will actually entertain these proposals, to present to their subcommittee on this very purpose. And so Senator Dockstader and I will travel and make that presentation. We'll continue to pursue those options this fall and see which one shakes out. There are other options out there that other representatives from around the state are submitting as well. And so all of them are good. We're going to continue to stay with this. One thing that will be just absolutely unacceptable is for our property taxes to continue to increase to the point that we literally have to have our people are forced to move and sell their homes just because they can't afford the property taxes. We just will not allow that to happen.
So, Representative, maybe give us some of the details on these four options and what actually is being considered here.
The options are really quite complex because you're getting the equations.
Yeah, so just going to be hard maybe, for just me. Some of the basics, maybe, and you don't have to go through one by one, two, three, and four, but maybe just some of the basics and what's being discussed.
One of the options that I think is the best one is to freeze the property taxes at a particular year. We've targeted 2019, so we freeze all existing property taxes at that level. That means as property tax or property values go up, yours will be frozen, and that's the tax you're going to pay from then on. New homes and newly purchased homes would be at the new value, so those taxes are going to go up for those brand new purchases. But for people who live in their home and want to stay in their home, we're trying to freeze that up so that they simply cannot go up anymore.
And if I remember reading correctly, that freeze is trying to go back a couple years. Is that correct? Not freeze it to the current rates, but maybe try and go back a few years. Is that accurate?
Yes, we're targeting 2019, which is at 2018's values. And that is a reasonable location, and it freezes things up. So if we're successful at pushing this forward, current tax numbers will go significantly down.
Representative Evan Simpson in studio today. Representative, maybe just reiterate, and you've alluded to this throughout our conversation so far, but property taxes is a legislative issue. This has nothing to do with what's happening at the county level or your county assessor, those types of things. This is something that has to be taken care of by the body in Cheyenne, correct?
A large portion of taxes are associated with running our school system, and those are all associated with the state. The state legislature sets those mill levies. All the local mill levies, the county and the towns and cemetery districts, all those are set by local entities. But the majority of it, of our taxes, go towards our public schools.
Representative Evan Simpson in studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SBI, so that'll be something that will continue to be worked on over the course of the summer, fall, heading into the 2023 legislative session. Representative, while in studio today, I know you had another announcement that you'd like to make. Go ahead.
Thank you, Duke. I've served in the legislature now for 5 years. It's just been a great experience. I had intended to run for re-election and to continue to serve the citizens of House District 21. However, on the day I planned to file with the Secretary of State, I received a phone call from my church headquarters in Salt Lake City. For those of you who are not members of my faith, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has no paid clergy. All church assignments are filled by members of the church on a voluntary basis. This particular phone call resulted in subsequent interviews and a request to serve as the second counselor in the new Star Valley Temple presidency. This new assignment will require me to spend many hours most days of the week in the temple. Serving in the legislature has become a full-time assignment. It literally can consume a person 40 to 50 hours every week. So serving in both positions simply is not possible. So at this time, I need to publicly announce that I will not be running for re-election to the Wyoming House of Representatives. It's been just an incredible experience serving the citizens of Star Valley and Cokeville these past 5 years, but it's time for me to move to a new opportunity. The decision not to run was made easier by the knowledge that a great candidate has filed to run to represent Star Valley in the House of Representatives. Mr. Lane Allred has filed to run as the Republican to represent our district. He has a lifetime of service to our community as a teacher in our school district. His experience serving on the Lincoln County School District No. 2 Board of Trustees qualifies him for this elected position. I believe his experience, capabilities, and integrity make him an exceptional candidate to take my place. So at this point in time, I will continue to serve in my legislative capacity until my term ends at the end of the year. I'll be focusing on property tax reform and obtaining funding for several important projects here in Star Valley. I deeply express my appreciation for all the good constituents who have supported me in my efforts to serve the citizens of Lincoln County.
Representative, I'm sure this was not an easy decision to make. I'm sure this was kind of, you and I have used the word off the air before the interview, bittersweet. I mean, it's got the good and kind of the difficult behind it, right?
It was difficult, and the reason is because I've loved serving the citizens of Star Valley and Cokeville. It's just been a great, great honor to do that. But when I believe this call to work in the temple comes from God, and when I've served my 5 years and served the citizens, and now it's time for me to step back and serve my God. I don't know what the future holds. I just know for now I'm going to fill this assignment for the next 3 years, and then we'll see where the Lord wants me after that.
And also you mentioned this, but you will continue to fill the rest of your term through the remainder of this year, correct?
I will. We just have interim committee meetings between now and the end of the year, and so I'll be able to fulfill both assignments during that time.
It's Representative Evan Simpson in studio today on the Weekday Wake Up. Representative, thank you for your time. Anything else you wanted to mention while we have you in studio today?
Duke, I just appreciate living in Star Valley and the good things that happen here. I just love our community and so proud to be called a Star Valleyite. It's just a good thing. Thanks to you, Duke, for the support you've given me over the years and for all the people in Star Valley that have offered me encouragement and advice on how to be a better legislator. Sure appreciate it.
It's Representative Evan Simpson in studio this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.